Welcome to Thoreau's Leaves, a podcast dedicated to excerpts from the Journal of Henry David Thoreau. I'm your host, M. Allen Cunningham. May 16th, 1854. On Hubbard's Meadow, saw a motion in the water as if a pickerel had darted away. Approached and saw a middle-sized snapping turtle on the bottom. Managed at last, after stripping off my coat and rolling up my shirt sleeve, by thrusting in my arm to the shoulder, to get him by the tail and lift him aboard. He tried to get under the boat. He snapped at my shoe and got the toe in his mouth. His back was covered with green moss or the like, mostly concealing the scales. In this were small leeches. Great, rough, but not hard scales on his legs. He made a pretty loud hissing like a cross dog by his breathing. It was wonderful how suddenly this sluggish creature would snap at anything. As he lay under the seat, I scratched his back, and, filling himself with air and rage, his head would suddenly fly upward, his shell striking the seat, just as a steel trap goes off. And though I was prepared for it, it never failed to startle me. It was so swift and sudden. He slowly inflated himself, and then suddenly went off like a percussion lock, snapping the air. Thus, undoubtedly, he catches fishes, as a toad catches flies. His laminated tail and great triangular points in the rear edge of his shell. Nature does not forget beauty of outline, even in a mud turtle's shell. May 17th, 5:30 a.m. to Island. I found a large snapping turtle on the bottom. He appeared of a dirty brown there, very nearly the color of the bottom at present.